Welcome to Day 10 of the FitMind program. Today we're going back to the body scan as we did in Day 8. But in addition to moving along the body as we did previously, we'll be cultivating an important mindset in meditation called equanimity. Equanimity is mental composure in the face of outside stimulus, whether positive, negative, or neutral. In other words, when something feels good on the body, just observe it without craving more of those sensations. And when something feels bad on the body, just observe it without pushing those sensations away. Equanimity can be very liberating, but also requires some bravery. It will become especially relevant today because we're going to be trying something called a sitting of strong determination, which means a strong determination not to move. This will entail some difficulty, as given enough time, sitting still can make even the most comfortable posture feel pretty uncomfortable. Just as an athlete enters the gym knowing they will experience pain, we can reframe this practice in the same way. All pain experienced here will lead to future gain. And if your posture becomes absolutely too painful, or you feel that you're risking physical injury, feel free to move, of course, but do so slowly and consciously. The idea here isn't to torture yourself. Learning to observe without reacting will give you great power over your mind. Alright, so if I didn't scare you off, if this app is still on your phone and you're prepared to continue onward, then let's begin. We'll start by just checking in, engaging current mental activity. And taking some tranquil breaths. Now, setting a strong intention not to move during the meditation if possible, closing your eyes, and beginning to feel the whole body at once as a cloud of sensory data. Now, bringing attention to the very top of your head and moving steadily across your whole scalp and back of the head. Then down the face to your neck. And then starting with one shoulder and moving methodically along the arm until you reach your hand and fingertips. Then repeating with the other arm, hand, and fingers, taking your time. And now from the base of your neck, working your way down from your upper chest to your lower chest. Again, it doesn't matter so much how you do this. You can sweep however feels natural. And moving your way slowly down to the stomach. And now starting up at the base of your neck and sweeping slowly down the upper back, carefully noticing each little sensation. Whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, just noticing without reacting. and slowly down the lower back. Moving attention steadily across your hips and groin area. And slowly down the thigh of one leg, taking your time. Onto the knee of that leg and down the lower leg. Onto the ankle, across the foot, and all the way to the tips of your toes. And then back up to the top thigh of your opposite leg, moving methodically down this leg in the same way. And whenever you reach your toes, moving your attention back up to the top of your head, to that point where you first started. Once again, moving at your own pace across the top of your head, face, neck, arms, front, back, torso, hip area, and legs. Repeating the scanning process slowly and methodically. And whatever you're experiencing in your body, not reacting to it, just noticing. If you do find yourself reacting to something, say, wanting to scratch an itch or adjust your posture, first just observe the reaction itself, and then slowly move if you must. But give yourself some distance by bringing the initial reaction into awareness first. And a reminder to come back into your body if your attention has wandered off. All right, great work here. If you weren't able to sit still for this longer period without moving, then note how many times you moved or adjusted your posture, and just aim for less movement the next time. It gets easier with practice. This concept of equanimity was new and very important in meditation. If you felt yourself thinking, "I couldn't help but feel averse to the unpleasant sensations," that's perfectly normal at first. Equanimity is a skill that gets built up slowly with practice. Just noticing your reaction, becoming aware of it, is the first step. And I've spoken more about this topic of equanimity in the corresponding lesson. So check that out if you're interested, and I'll see you here tomorrow for day 11 of the Fit Mind program.